Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is just a fantastic guy. His name is Daniel Davis. He's the owner of Davis Construction, Inc. This is a man who, when he pulls up to your house, the first thing he sees is the outside.
That's right.
You're paying attention, and we say it that way because lots of things can be wrong and you might not know it, but you always start from the top down. You are a roofer by trade.
Correct. 25 years in the industry.
Yes, sir. And this is the fun part, because as we've gotten to know each other, Daniel, we're finding out that you come from a place and people in your life that gave you a very solid, I mean, to the core work ethic. And it started with you being a little guy and giant farm animals.
That's right.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, we worked on the farm. My family raised hogs and cattle back in the Midwest. And, you know, there's just a work ethic there that you don't see a lot anymore, and you stood your ground. And, you know, I can remember I was the young guy, I didn't know a whole lot, but, you know, I got to be the guy that was supposed to help corral or push the hogs a certain direction, and at times that could be a little petrifying, you know.
Well, you said you're 9, 10 years old, and you're 50, 60 pounds in those days, and you're talking to a 600-pound hog. You better be the guy that does the intimidating.
Right, right, and he's running straight at you, and you got your uncle in the background going, boy, don't you let him by you.
That's it.
You know? and you stood your ground because you knew the consequences of not doing what you were told were worse than what the hog were going to do to you.
Oh, those ding-dang things, if they smell fear, they're going to get you. They're just going to run you over every time. Yeah. And all you got to do is show it to them once.
That's it. That's it.
The other lesson that you kind of, this is the thing that really shaped you. This experience was really formative for you. It's one of my favorite stories that you tell. It's the day you were with your uncle. There's one way in, one way out of the corral with the big giant bull named?
Samsonite.
Samsonite the bull.
Yes.
The only thing the Samsonite gorilla can't beat up.
Right.
Right? And he's standing there and he's not budging. Tell the rest of the story.
Essentially, we're coming in, and there's one path in, one path out. That was in order to maintain the path, right? That was something I was taught to take care of your stuff, right? And so you didn't just drive all over the pasture, but this bull was on that path. My uncle honked the horn a couple times. Bull didn't move. He pulls forward, kind of nudges the bull with the front end of the truck. Bull still didn't move. You know, I'm sitting there kind of with, gripping my hands at this point because he's not moving. And my uncle mutters some few things about that bull and jumps out of the car or the truck and walks over and kind of gives him an open hand smack on that. And the bull meanders off. But, you know, there was a valuable lesson in that is that, too, you know, sometimes we're going to have some barriers in our life, right?
And big problems.
Right,
yeah.
big problems, but there's ways to overcome them and how we face those and not to recoil them. You know, it's just like in this industry, we're going to have times that things don't go exactly the way we want, but we are a solution-based company, so we're going to address those, right? There's the bull. Okay, I got to get him out of the way. I got to fix this now. I got to continue to work in order to get done what I need to get done.
And that's what your clients love about you, and they tell you that every time. You've got that work ethic. Nothing intimidates you. There's nothing about a problem with a house, a roof, an exterior. There's nothing about keeping that interior dry that intimidates you at all, ever.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, because of the 25 years of experience, you know, I've honed our skills and brought on and developed a team that share the same ideas that I share. And, you know, I identify the problems and my project managers identify the problems, and we give our experience to the homeowner to give them the power to come up with a solution based on our experience.
Exactly. So let's talk about that experience. I'm calling you. My roof's got a leak, and you and me are just getting to know each other, so I'm meeting you for the first time. Start right from there and take me all the way through a completed project.
So, you know, it's going to start out, I'm going to come in, I'm going to present you with all my information, right? I'm going to have with there copies of the workman's comp and the liability, a little bit about who Davis Construction is. I'm going to give you some information on the products that you inquired about before our arrival. You know, and after that, then as a team effort, we work together. You are completely kept abreast 100% of the time for material arrivals, crew arrivals. If there's delays, we're going to let you know there's a delay. Not the day that we're supposed to be there, the day before. We're going to call and say, hey, it looks like it's raining tomorrow. We're going to let you know that we're not going to be there. We don't just make this assumption that you have the ability to go, well, it's raining, they're not coming. You know, we're going to call you anyway. You know, right? It's pretty common knowledge. It's raining. We're not going to do some certain things. But we're just going to give that common courtesy because we're customers too, right? And so we look at it as how do we want to be treated when we are making a as a consumer, right? And so how would we want to be treated? We want to know. We don't want you just showing up at our house. I wasn't expecting you today. Or, you know, it's raining. I'd rather not you. Have these conversations. Some homeowners might say, hey, you know what? I think it might rain. I'd rather you not. Perfect, then we're going to honor that, right? That's just that. And then, you know, the cleanup and then the process and the billing is handled by Mandolin Schaefer, our executive administrator, and she's going to make sure they're accurate, and you're going to get all that, and any documents we need to provide for mortgage companies, insurance, whatever, and being 100% code compliant, right? We're going to pull the permit. We're going to get that permit finalized, right? And we don't ask for any money up front, which is always a great thing.
That is a huge plus. We've got Tom Martino here on the station, and that's one of the things he preaches. So it's a great fit. We're glad you're here and glad that you operate that way. Talk to me about how you interact with insurance adjusters.
So, you know, that's two-sided, right? I have to acknowledge I'm also Hague Engineer Certified, which allows me to identify the difference between storm damage and mechanical damage. Mechanical is other than storm damage, right? So when I meet with them, it's just, right? If the homeowner's not being treated fairly, and I believe that the adjuster's missing some things, I'm going to bring those topics to him. I'm going to say, did you notice this window was cracked? Did you notice the siding is chipped? Did you notice this? You know, it's not about being combative. It's always a team effort, right? We're all working together. The adjuster's out there trying to get his job. I'm trying to give my customer the best service possible, right? And I just want to be able to, when I'm done, to say, this is what we've done to fulfill our contractual agreement.
All right. How do you guarantee your work, Daniel?
So our work is guaranteed. First, if we're talking about everything carries a minimum 2-year labor warranty, right? That means it covers anything to replace that product as well as the labor to get it replaced. In the event we did something wrong and there was a leak or something of that sort in a window or something, we would cover the damage on the inside of the home also. Okay, so that's taken care of. You know, I disclose that because things happen in the industry. The other part of it is we are actually a Pro Plus contractor for Atlas, so we can give 15-year material and labor warranties. So let's say Daniel wins the Powerball tomorrow. He decides he don't want to be in construction, right? You can call Atlas at that point and say, hey, I have this and it needs to be taken care of, and Atlas will assign then another Pro Plus contractor to your account, and it doesn't cost you $1.
Do your clients a favor. Do not win the Powerball.
Okay. and I'm not so sure. I've got some great dreams of improving this industry. You know, you know, if I were to win that, I might use those just to make my dreams happen faster for this industry.
Well, you know, and I kind of quip that way about it because you've got testimonial after testimonial from your clients that talk about how well you treat them. They talk about how relational you are. You're not a guy that just kind of shows up, gives an estimate, takes off. You do get onto the job sites. Your crews, this is even better. They've been with you for over 20 years, these guys.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I know that they share the same image or the same dream that I have, right, to make sure that our customers are being taken care of. I can trust them, you know. But this is what I can promise you is that on every job you will see me, all right? I'm going to come out at least knock on your door and say hello and make sure everything's going the way we've talked about. My project managers are going to do the same thing. And with that, I've seen that, you know, people customers are actually sending us thank you cards, right? We send them out too, but they're sending us thank you cards. And if you check on the website at Davis Construct Inc., that'll make you think a little bit. It's Davis Construct Inc. You know, you'll see those testimonials through Google, right? And they talk about the service. It's not just about putting in a window. It's not just about putting on a roof. It's not about putting on paint. It's about my relationship with you.
And you got a secret weapon. Her name is Mandy.
That's right.
She's sitting in this room, and she's laughing and smiling. Yeah. You guys are obviously a great pair. You've been together for a long time. You actually came from another company together to form your own.
That's correct. You know, and that was part of building this team. I couldn't have found anybody better than her. I mean, that is it. I call her my rock star. That's what I call her around the office. She's just my rock star.
See, and it's that
or my
of,
pepper pot sometimes.
Your pepper
her.
Pot. Yes. Okay. Does she get a little spicy on you sometimes?
Maybe.
Maybe. He says he's turning bright red right now. I want you to know that.
No, but she's a great asset, and she's just a really good person. Great wife to her husband and a mother to her children. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a great person.
Daniel, you are a blessing to the community. It's an honor to partner with you here at KRDO. We look forward to hearing a lot more from you.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to coming back.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We air Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. More ways to listen now at 92.5 FM. Get us by podcast 24/7 on demand, anytime, totally free. KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.